were a group of investors that formed the Mausoleum Association. There were actually three structures of similar style that were built through this group. The one in Root House, there was a structure in Carrollton, which is now gone, and there's a similar structure in Greenville, Illinois. The structure in Root House was reserved at a cost of $3 per crypt. So when you look at a time in 1914 when the average person working in Root House made less than a dollar a day, it was fairly expensive to be entombed there. Several people made installment payments on their crypt over a period of years, and they came from varied backgrounds, such as shopkeepers, veterans of the Civil War. In fact, Greene County's oldest Civil War veteran is entombed there. We have Spanish-American War veterans, both World Wars, coal miners, lawyers. We have a steamboat captain, hotel owners, construction workers, school teachers, pharmacists, historians, and, of course, their families.
So we're really talking about, in some cases, the history of the town, the people that are there.
Basically, yes. In fact, the history of the area, because these people had had contacts with their families and with the communities all throughout Greene County.
Now, how many people overall are interred at the mausoleum in Root House?
We have right now, I believe the figure that we had was 98 people still entombed in the mausoleum. There were more, several of them buried entombed initially. After their passing, were exhumed and reburied elsewhere as the structure slowly began to deteriorate. And there was some interior damage that was caused because of this, because at the time that they were removed, they had very little regard for the building itself. So we have broken marble, faceplates were broken, crypts were removed remains to bury them in other locations or outside the mausoleum itself, once that building began to deteriorate.
I know there are people that are going to say, now, wait a minute, they know mausoleums, they see them in other cemeteries, and they think to themselves, you know, families have paid for these, or maybe it's the cemetery itself that takes care of this. Why have these fallen into disrepair and are threatened the way they are?
Well, in this particular case, the mausoleum itself was a separate business entity from the actual cemetery. Again, it was created as a business by a group of investors, and individuals purchased the crypts themselves. In, I believe it was roughly 1919, that particular business failed, so that it then did become the responsibility of an appointed board. Over years, of course, that particular board, for whatever reason, fell away. The last member of the Board of Trustees having passed away in 2002 with no caretaker and no maintenance. Up to 2006, when interest and awareness began to increase or was regenerated, there had been no maintenance performed on the building since the 1960s. Again, over that period of time, deteriorated to a great degree. We had a lot of interior damage, again, from the opening of the various tombs, the various crypts. Then in June of 2006, as part of a preservation awareness program, Illinois Valley Cultural Heritage Association highlighted the structure to bring focus back to the plight of the building. This then prompted the Greene County Board to form a committee, which was the Greene County Mausoleum Board, and it consisted of several local residents to oversee the building's upkeep. In 2006, they did have a new roof installed. In 2007-2008, stained glass windows were restored, and there was actually a company in Springfield that did the restoration. This was a $25,000 restoration of the stained glass windows that they did free of charge. But again, over time, that board has dwindled away to just two members. And of course, funding is nearly dried up for that. So we do have some structural issues. There's extensive exterior damage to the northeast wall, a brick wall that has a lot of bowing, a lot of cracking. There's concern that if that wall is lost, we may also lose the roof of the building. And of course, that just intensifies then the issues that we would be dealing with.
Now, you're part of the Illinois Valley Cultural Heritage Association. You mentioned that it was about 7 years ago the group got involved in this effort. How was that brought to your attention? I'm guessing most people just do not think about mausoleums, again, as something that, needs to be saved and as something that would be threatened in these situations like this one is.
Well, and they shouldn't be. And that's one of the things that we want to highlight. Illinois Valley Cultural Heritage basically promotes cultural activities and programs with a focus on historic preservation in Greene County and in West Central Illinois itself. So that was basically how we became involved as a restoration and preservation project. The reason what we're seeing here is that it's showing what bad stewards we are, the historic resources that we have in our heritage. The fact that a mausoleum even needs to be on this kind of a list is kind of disturbing. But it's a general situation that we see not only with this particular mausoleum, but many of the rural cemeteries throughout the state of Illinois. One of the things that we really need to work on is to change the law so that cemeteries, and again, as well as mausoleums, would be maintained and have a very clear definition of who's responsible for maintaining them, so that we don't see an issue like this again, where there's basically a structure in limbo. This is actually a structure that people chose to be their last earthly destination. They chose it with the belief that this was going to be something that would be preserved throughout time. And for whatever reason, the original board responsible for that preservation failed, and it became a preservation effort on the behalf of other concerned people, one especially that's been very instrumental in keeping this alive has been a gentleman named Mark Brown that was basically the reason my interest in it was generated. But he was part of the original group that regenerated interest in it in June of 2006. As far as making the original efforts to preserve it.
Well, I know money is always at the root of what people need when it comes to not only repairing, but maintaining facilities that are threatened like these. So is that the situation right now? The group is looking for donations or looking for possibly more help to restore it?
Most definitely. The main thing that we're looking at right now is, again, this exterior wall. I wish you could see the pictures of that particular structure, but we're looking, the last estimate that we had to repair that brick wall, and if we're talking several layers of brick, was $20,000 to $40,000. So most definitely we would be looking for assistance with funding the preservation and the restoration of the mausoleum, and that is only talking about the exterior of the building. There's marble restoration work that would need to be done to the inside, replastering of the ceiling, just many various maintenance items that would need to be done to restore it to as near original condition as possible.